the work of creation is God's making all things of nothing by the word of his power in the space of 6 days, and all very good. Now, we go on this morning to the next question, question 10, which is a bit more specific. And question 10 asks, how did God create man? How did God create man? Now, to show you how this might be answered, I dug out of my pile of childhood books this very battered, spineless book from about 30 years ago, which is actually a children's history of the world. And it's not a bad book, apart from the first chapter. And you'll see what I mean. And you'll understand what I mean when I show it to you. This picture I'm about to show you had a profound effect on me when I was 8, 9, 10 years of age. Yep, see what I'm talking about? That is the first chapter of the history of the world according to nearly everybody. There we are. Monkeys, apes, furry, long arms, sort of crouching down, can't stand upright, and then gradually over a period of time, they turn into men. They lose their body hair, they stand more upright, their faces become flatter, their brains become bigger, their feet become more like our feet, and so on. And I don't know about you, but for many, many years, this was fact for me. I believed this. This is how we came into being. But you know something? Every figure that you see on this page is sheer myth. Nobody was there to see them. It's based on the flimsiest of evidence, this whole idea that we evolved from ape-like creatures into the men and women that we are today. You see, the Bible gives us an answer which is true and reassuring and wonderful, and which helps us understand ourselves a whole lot better. How did God create man? Well, the answer says that God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. We didn't evolve. We aren't a step in the evolutionary process. We are a special, beautiful, perfect, or we were perfect, a creation of Almighty God. When the whole world was made, but there was no man and no woman in the garden, the world was incomplete. But once God had put man there, he looked at it and said, "This is very good, because now a creature made in God's own image was there in the garden." And what does that mean? It means that man and woman at the beginning, they knew God. They had loving fellowship with God. They had fellowship with God in righteousness. They loved the things that he loved. They had no sin. Man was a holy, set-apart creature, made to glorify and enjoy God. It also says in this answer that God created man male and female. And we mustn't confuse the distinction between male and female, as many would do in our own age. They are distinctives, two sexes that God made from the beginning, and he asks us to respect and to observe that. And one more thing which is worth saying in this age when we think that we're intruders on the face of the earth, or we're told that by many people. It says that God gave man dominion over the creatures. That means God appointed man to rule over this world, to rule the creatures. Sometimes we get the impression from the television, don't we, that the world would be a much, much better place, a wilder, more natural, happier place, if it wasn't for man blotting the face of the earth. Now, that is not what the Bible says. The Bible says that God deliberately put man there to rule over the garden, to look after the world. Not to spoil the world, of course, to look after the world. But we are not a blot upon the landscape. No. We are the finest and we are the godlike creature that God has made upon this earth. So, if you have your sheets with you, I don't know if you do, but we can maybe answer this question together, and it would be great to have some of the young lads here learning it for next week. That would be really encouraging. How did God create man? God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. Amen.